Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, the Jimmy Durante Show.
I didn't kiddie. I didn't kiddo. I didn't kiddie.
Yes, it's the Jimmy Durante Show with Arthur Treacher, Candy Candido, Roy Barbie and his orchestra, our Rexall sportscaster Tommy Harmon, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and our special guest tonight, Dorothy L'Amour. Brought to you by 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the man who just this week was chosen one of the 10 most eligible bachelors in the country, the one and only Jimmy Durante, in person.
Even when things go wrong,
he's so cute I can pinch him.
You feel better, you even look better. Stop the music, stop the music. What's going on here?
Mr. Randy, for you I'd even give up James Mason.
This girl could make a career out of cooling soup.
Oh, you eligible, you. You know, you're eligible and I'm eligible too. Oh, I'm so happy I can sing.
Turkeys are gathering early this year.
Schnoz, how exciting to think that you were picked as one of the country's most eligible bachelors. You mean to say in all these years you haven't even been engaged?
Well, Howard, I was engaged to a girl 12 years ago, but one day we had a lover's quarrel. Since then, she's been married 3 times and has 12 children.
Really?
Yeah, and if she keeps trying to make me jealous like that, I'm going to break our engagement. I hope she makes up her mind soon. The groom on the wedding cake I bought is wearing a rented tuxedo. Wait a minute. That last line didn't get as big a laugh as I thought it would. This must never happen again. Ushers, attention. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I promise to laugh at all the jokes.
I promise to laugh at all the jokes.
And if I violate this pledge, I will be court-martialed. My shoulder pads will be ripped out.
My shoulder pads will be ripped out.
My flashlight broken over my knee. And I will be exiled to the bride and groom program.
And I will be exiled.
No! You know, the ushers dread that program, folks. They give away 150 iceboxes. And the ushers have to carry them out to the cars. That must be the long-distance call I tried to put through this morning. Hello, Durante speaking.
We're ready on your call to Washington, D.C. Kindly limit your call to 3 minutes. If you limit your call to 3 minutes, we can complete many more calls than we could if you just went on jabbering away for an unlimited amount of time. Here is your party in Washington.
Hello? Very pretty, but would you mind putting your father on the phone, Margaret? And hurry, this is important.
Your time is up.
Operator. How do you like that? I pay $6 for a phone call, and what do I get? A floor show and a frost warning.
Say, Jimmy, why the excitement? What was this important matter you had to speak to the president about?
Well, you see, right after the program tonight, I'm leaving on the super cheap for the press photographer's ball. And, Howard, I've booked an act that'll be a sensation of the year.
The sensation of the year, huh? Well, what is it, Jimmy?
Truman's going to play the piano for Mumble's Quartet. If Harry makes good, there might be even an opening for him with the Andrews sisters. But aside from that, Howard, my real purpose in going to Washington is to inform the country what's wrong with it. Let me tell you about it. Everybody's trying to figure out what's wrong with the country. Well, I'm proud to say I've solved the case. Cause after dilly-dallying, shilly-shallying, I've reached a concussion. The state of Arkansas is in the wrong place. It's Van Buren's fault. When he was president, he mislaid it. Why, nobody ever thought of it before. I'll never know. It's a simple little move, but what improvements it'll show. Move the state of Arkansas to Nebraska, then move Nebraska to Idaho, then move the state of Idaho to Alaska, and move Alaska to Ohio. It took a lot of time and brain work. See the wrinkles on my brow. Why, there's lots of little details, but I'm working on them now. Move Ohio to Nevada. It's as plain as ABC. Then we'll move Nevada, where our Kansas used to be. We'll have a better nation just by changing the location of the state of Arkansas. Let me show you what I mean. If you move Arkansas, you gotta move it someplace, right?
Right.
And if you move it someplace, you gotta move what was someplace to someplace else, right?
Right.
And if you move what was someplace else to someplace else, you gotta move what was someplace else to some other place else, right?
Right.
Wrong. I always admire a guy who speaks his mind. My plan is to move all the state to better places. Believe me. I'd take Nebraska and put it in Rhode Island. I'd take Minnesota and put it in Rhode Island. I'd take Montana and put it in Rhode Island. Poor little Rhode Island just split at the seams. After that, I'd move New Mexico to Texas. Texas to Pennsylvania. Then I'd take the state of Missouri and move it to... Don't get mad, Mr. Truman. I'll put it back. And then to add drama to the national capital, I take Hollywood and move it to Washington, D.C. Why, I can just see the neon sign on the White House. Louis B. Mayer presents Congress. 96 gorgeous senators and Gene Autry and his horse. Jimmy Fiddler just gave it one bell. That makes it unanimous. We'll have a better nation just by changing the location of the state of Arkansas.
If you want to be sure that the price is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall Identification.
25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Yes, the name Rexall identifies everything fine in drugs. For Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products, always available at Rexall drugstores everywhere. There is a fine Rexall product for every drug need. For example, for a fine vitamin supplement, take Rexall Plenamin. For fine aspirin, take Rexall Aspirin. For a fine toothpaste, take Rexall Toothpaste. Let the name Rexall identify everything fine in drugs for you. For the name Rexall is your constant guarantee of fine drug products, the finest that science and pharmaceutical skill can produce. 25% of America buy its drug needs in Rexall drugstores.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall Identification.
Good health to all from Rexall. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Durante is leaving tonight for Washington. As we look in on the Durante household now, we find Preacher checking Jimmy's trunk to see if he has packed everything.
Now, let me see. 4 sport shirts, 3 sweatshirts, 2 boiled shirts, 1 boiled potato, 1 hot water bottle filled, and enter.
I'm from the Acme Express Company. I come to pick up Durante's trunk.
Have you any references?
References?
Certainly.
If you just call Miss Priscilla's finishing school for girls, you'll find I was voted the girl most likely to become a boy. Now, where's the trunk, buddy?
Oh, right here behind the screen. But if you're going to carry it through the house, I suggest that you put your undershirt back on.
That's a strange request, Jeeves. Why do you suggest it?
Well, we happen to have a picture of Whistler's mother. And if she gets a peek at the tattoo on your chest, it'll knock her right out of her rocker.
Hey, you potter's Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, dear.
Well, Preacher, my boy, Washington is calling. I'll be gone for 6 days. And I do hope you won't be lonesome while I'm away.
Well, I must admit, sir, that I will be. You know, when you leave this house, sir, a little bit of warmth goes out with you.
It does?
Yes. You're taking the hot water bottle.
A logical deduction. But, Treacher, I've just learned that Dorothy L'Amour is going to be on the Super Chief with me. And it looks like I won't have time to go to the barber.
Oh, I have the lather already, sir. I can shave you.
Spoken like a true gentleman, a scholar and a barber.
Thank you, sir. May I say, sir, that the texture of your skin seems to be getting smoother and smoother every day.
Thanks to you and your faithful ministrations, Treacher, my good man. Tell me, what have you been using to massage my face lately?
All the same old thing, sir. Brillo.
Help.
Now hold still, sir. Hold still.
Ouch. Preacher, I think that razor is a trifle dull.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir. It's extremely sharp.
I retaliate. I think it's a trifle dull.
But it must be sharp, sir. You didn't have this dimple in your chin this morning.
Thanks for the improvement. Now when I eat celery in bed, I'll have a handy place to keep the salt. Oh, it's the cook. Matilda, my good woman. How would you like to prepare a little box lunch for me to take on the train? Some petit four, some petit de la foie gras.
Save your breath, Pelican Snoop. This is my day off.
Your day off? But, Matilda, you were off yesterday and the day before and the day before that.
Yeah? Which one are you, Taft or Hartley?
You know, I can't fire her because her slacks fit me perfectly. All right, Treacher, I'm on my way. Hand me that box. It's a little surprise for Dorothy L'Amour. A corsage of flowers.
Corsage? Don't you mean corsage, dear boy? A-G-E is pronounced ours, you know. As in garage, massage. Tell me, old Kipper, where did you get the corsage?
From the man who comes to collect the garbage. Out of the way, creature. I'm off to meet Dorothy L'Amour. I think I'll just step into the club car here and see what's going on. Ah, my dreams have come true. There's Dorothy L'Amour. She looks just as pretty as she does in her new picture. A miracle can happen. Pardon me, Miss L'Amour, but some of my friends are your friends, and your friends are my friends. So as long as our friends are friends, why can't you and I be friends?
What is this, the super chief or the friendship train?
Dorothy L'Amour! Dottie, I've been looking forward to seeing you on the train. Here, I even bought you a gift.
Why, Jimmy, imported sen-sen.
Yes. A carrier pigeon flies it in every day, piece by piece. Dottie, you're the most glamorous girl I know.
Oh, come now, Jimmy. After all, I'm nothing special. Why, I'm just like the girl next door. What was that?
10,000 men rushing next door. But I belong with you, Dottie. You know, I was just voted one of America's 10 most eligible bachelors. What a gay blade. The girls even call me Oldsmobile because of my high dramatic clutch.
Well, you don't frighten me, pretty puss. I know my way around romantic men. I was supposed to be the girl Charles Boyer falls in love with in Arch of Triumph, but I refused.
What was wrong with being the girl Charles Boyer falls for in the Arch of Triumph? Lucky I got through that one. And I think you were lucky you got through yours.
And you're not kidding. Who? Well, give me the line again.
What was wrong with being the girl Charles Boyer falls for in the Arch of Triumph?
Who wants to play a fallen arch?
I got a million of them, a million of them.
Everybody wants to get into the act. But speaking of pictures, Dottie, my picture this time for keeps is opening all over the country with Lawrence Melchior and Lawrence Melchior.
I saw that picture, Jimmy.
For saying that twice, I get a free Melchior. should let me get that lion in.
Well, I saw that picture, Jimmy. Esther Williams is in it, isn't she?
Oh, yes. And I love that Esther Williams in those swimming scenes. That girl brings out the salmon in me. Why, I'd go upstream with her anytime.
Well, what are you doing on this train, Jimmy?
Well, to tell the truth, I'm on my way to Washington for a few matters that needed to be washed up. They're going to present my nose in the
hearing.
In the trial of Howard Hughes and his flying boat.
Well,
oh, I did that on purpose.
How could they use your nose in the Howard Hughes hearing?
They claim if I can get the schnoz off the ground, what's Hughes waiting for? Thanks for laughing, folks. You're all my guests for dinner. Johnny Myers is picking up the check.
Oh, look, Jimmy. The train's going into a tunnel, and it's pitch dark.
This is my big chance. Lamour and Durrani in a dark tunnel. I can't see you, but I'm going to sweep you into my arms and kiss you. There, my sweet. Even though we couldn't see each other, didn't that kiss mean the beginning of a wonderful romance?
You'll have to work fast. I get off at Albuquerque.
Daddy, there's only one thing that can settle my nerves after that horrifying experience. Sing something to me.
Well, I'd be glad to, Jimmy. How about the crew chiefs and I doing? Let's pick up where we left off.
Okay.
Distinguished Rexall quality story begins in the Rexall Laboratory.
Yes, the Rexall Laboratory is one of the largest and most completely equipped pharmaceutical laboratories in the world. Here, more than 2,000 different Rexall drug products are scientifically compounded under the exacting direction of doctors, chemists, and pharmacists. That's why, when your Rexall druggist says, for example,
you can always depend upon Rexall Bismarex to bring you prompt and prolonged relief from acid indigestion, dyspepsia, or heartburn.
You may be sure your Rexall druggist knows what he's talking about. Thanks to the unsurpassed quality standards of the Rexall laboratory, you can depend on any drug product bearing the name Rexall.
The quality of one Rexall product will tell you the quality story for all Rexall products. Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs at Rexall drugstores.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Pat, Daddy, it's wonderful riding the Super Chief with you.
It is a nice trip, Jimmy, but you aren't relaxing.
How can I relax? As soon as I get to Washington, I join the Hubble and the Bubble. And chaos, too. I'll be right in the middle of it with all those important men like General Marshall, Senator Vandenberg, Eric Johnson, and Maraschino Schwartz.
Maraschino Schwartz? What makes him so important in Washington?
He's the one who smears the mustard on Justice Frankfurter. He's the only judge who hands down his decisions in a bun.
Well, Jimmy, try and forget those things for a while. Come on, lay your head on my shoulder and try to take a little nap.
Thank you, Dottie. I could use a little snooze.
That's the boy. Now just close your eyes and go to sleep. That's right. Just sleep. It takes a snore a long time to go through his nose. My, his sweet face looks disturbed. I wonder what he's dreaming about.
What a life. The skelter and the helter of the busy city. The hubba-baloo of the roaring multitudes. I wish I could get away from it all. If I could only drift away to a desert island. With only me and Dorothy L'Amour.
Greetings, white man. Me tondalea l'amour. O noliso, koma ucha labuchi, koli onka, ola manasui.
I don't know what that means, but in my neighborhood, we'd be married by now.
Oh, you beautiful white man. Me love strong shoulders and big muscles. How you get so much hair on your chest?
It used to be on my head, but I rotated my crop. You know, Dorothy, my new hair tonic is Vigoro number 5.
Ooga booga, nala suna kunkala kuni.
Tell me, lovely princess, who is that native standing over there?
Him used coconut dealer, the gibbering Javanese.
He gadden, I came to forget civilized ways. Do you have many of those guys here?
Oh, yes. We have Madman Manakura and Honest Hakim.
Honest Hakim. Yeah, and there's the sign of the biggest of them all. Sell your canoe to the Poop Polynesian.
Oh, why we talk of silly things. Take me in your arms, oh handsome banana beak.
Please, what you've got is what I came here to forget. I don't want romance. I just want to relax and live on tropical fruits. Just this morning, I saw my first papaya.
Ah, it is a wonderful fruit, the papaya.
Not only that, I saw a papaya and a mamaya. The papaya said to the mamaya, When are we gonna have a papaya? And a mamaya said to the papaya, do you want a girl papaya, or a boy papaya? But they had twins. A girl papaya for the papaya, and a boy papaya for the mamaya. So now the papaya and the mamaya have a girl papaya for the mamaya and a boy papaya.
Goodness, how can white men say things like that?
White men have short education and long rehearsals.
Do forget the city life, you must fall in love with Tondaleo, my wonderful shark snoot. Come, I will kiss you so hard, it will curl up your toes.
That's ridiculous. You couldn't kiss me hard enough to make my toes curl.
Oh, no? Watch. Hiya, Curly.
How do you like that? I now have open-toed feet.
There is only one way for you to completely forget the city. You shall marry me and live here on this island. Come. You must ask my mamacita for my hand.
That's the way you feel, Princess. I'll do it. Honorable Mama Chica. Your daughter wants to marry me.
Oola, naga, saga, bumba, koopa, koopa. Nula, nula, mala, mala. Salawaka. How could? How could? How could?
How could?
How could you be such a schmo?
But mamacita, he wants to get away from city life. You must let him stay in our jungle.
Well, don't you tell her how I feel.
I will, mamacita. This is how white man feels. Bunga, 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 I don't want to leave the conga. Oh, no, 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 no.
My girls always say no.
Bingle, bangle, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go.
Calypso, don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords. I made it clear
that no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here.
Always waiting for Crosby and Hope.
Bunga, 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 I don't want to leave the conga.
Oh, no, 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 no. Who wrote this, Brzezinski?
Bingle, bangle, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go.
Don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear.
So no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here.
But if you come back to civilization, I'll give you a Cadillac. I'll give you diamond rings.
No.
I'll give you mink coats.
No.
Better than that, I'll tell you who Miss Hush is.
Miss Hush? I'm with you, Jimmy. Civilization, here we come.
I've been sleeping. Dottie and I had a wonderful dream resting on your shoulder, and I'm convinced that you and I were meant to be betrothed. Tell me, sweetheart, what do I have to do to make you my bride?
You'll have to work fast. I get off at Albuquerque.
Friends, here are those foremost Rexall reminders for the week. Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Remember, Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. Remember, you can always depend on any drug product bearing the name Rexall. Remember, Rexall drug products are available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Touché, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs and furthermore. Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How about you? Next week, folks, our guest will be Carmen Miranda. Before we close, Tommy Harmon is going to tell us what's cooking with the big skins this week. Go ahead, Tommy.
Well, Jimmy, tonight our Rexall football spotlight goes east and then to the Midwest. In the east, we have one of the top football games of the season, Army versus Pennsylvania. It's been some time since Penn won over Army, but this looks like revenge week in Philadelphia. Army beaten twice this season by Columbia and Notre Dame should force the Quakers to a real test. But George Munger's lads seem to be too much on the ball for the cadets. Our second game is the Big F game for the Big Nine Rose Bowl quest. Michigan versus Wisconsin at Madison. So far, Michigan has plowed under all opponents, but Harry Stuhldreher's boys have come along fast. This could be the upset of the year, but on performance, I'm going to have to stick with my old alma mammy and hope for the best. My final tip for those seeing the game would be to keep your eyes on Bump Elliott of Michigan. Here is an All-American back who has gone unnoticed in Michigan's great victory march. Wisconsin will be tough, but I doubt if they can sidetrack the Michigan Rose Bowl Express.
Well, that's all for tonight, folks. From Arthur Treacher, Roy Barger, yours truly, Howard Petrie.
And Jimmy Durante, who says, good night, Peggy Lee, come back soon, and good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
This program is produced and directed by Bill Cohen. With help from all, from Jeff Dawes. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.